Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. We begin with breaking news from Ottawa.
Mr. Poilievre, I have to name you for disregarding the authority of the chair. Pursuant to the authority granted to me by Standing Order 11, I order you to withdraw from the House and from any participation by video conference for the remainder of this day's sitting.
Raucous scenes in the House of Commons this afternoon. Speaker Greg Fergus ejecting the Leader of the Opposition from the chamber during question period. Pierre Poilievre was ruled to have made unparliamentary comments about the Prime Minister. The Conservative leader called Justin Trudeau a wacko and an extremist. When Poilievre didn't withdraw those comments, despite several opportunities to do so, the Speaker told him to leave. All Conservative MPs followed him out the door in protest. Question period continued without the Conservatives in attendance. Edmonton police say a suspect in three drive-by shootings is now believed to be in India.
We know who he is, and fleeing to another country will not stop us from attempting to locate him.
They've issued an arrest warrant for 19-year-old Arjun Sanan. Police say shots were fired at homes in Edmonton and Winnipeg last winter, barely missing the occupants. In two cases, homeowners had been extorted and threatened prior to the shootings. Police believe the third home was targeted by mistake. Columbia University is threatening to expel students who stormed an administration building overnight, and the school says it is already suspending others who are taking part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. But as we hear from Sasha Petrosik, the students are not moving.
Student protesters broke into a building at the center of Columbia University early today, barricading the doors with chairs and desks. It's an escalation of a week of pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Columbia, including some Jewish students, like one named Jared, who support the latest step.
I think the plan remains the same. I want to commend them all for their bravery, as well as the faculty who have stepped up, who have seen the depths that the administration is willing to go to try to suppress student voices.
Columbia has threatened to expel students participating in the building occupation, but it has not asked New York police to intervene. Officers remain at the edge of campus, saying they won't enter unless there are injuries. New York Mayor Eric Adams worries things will escalate.
You can't call for peace by using violence. That's not acceptable.
The protest started at Columbia and spread to dozens of universities across the U.S. Sasha Petrosik, CBC News, Washington.
In Montreal, two McGill University students have filed an injunction. They want the pro-Palestinian tent city on campus to be dismantled. The students accuse organizers of creating an aggressive and hateful climate at the university. The legal developments are happening as McGill leaders are asking Montreal police to help end the encampment. Police have told CBC News they will enforce an injunction if it is granted. The International Court of Justice in The Hague has denied Nicaragua's urgent request to order Germany to stop arming Israel. But the ICJ also refused to throw out the case, as Germany had insisted. Laman Carmento reports.
Judges say, although they're still deeply concerned about the death toll and catastrophic living conditions of Gazans, the legal conditions for them to intervene haven't been met. Nicaragua had argued that Germany was facilitating genocide in Gaza by supplying weapons to Israel and vowed to continue this case. The head of Germany's legal team, Tanya von Ulsergleichen, says Germany also won't give up defending its policy.
We continue to consider Nicaragua's allegation as absolutely false, and in the case of the proceedings, we will continue to refute them in total.
Israel is not party to the case. It denies that its war on Hamas amounts to genocide and insists it's acting in self-defense. But in a separate case here, judges have already twice ordered Israel to do everything it can to prevent genocide and let more aid into Gaza. Lauren Comito for CBC News, The Hague.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.